meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. The peace of Christ be with you, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, an hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on First Fridays, broadcasting from St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Welcome, pilgrim. My name is Jeff Hammond. I'm a spiritual director trained in the Ignatian tradition and section representative for the Archdiocese of Chicago with the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. Professionally, I'm an educator and fundraiser. Currently, I work at Chicago's First Jesuit School and my alma mater, St. Ignatius College Prep. It is an honor to pray with you today on this first Friday of November. And November is a very special time in our church calendar because it is designated as the month where we pray especially for the holy souls in purgatory. We remember our beloved dead. At the start of the month, we celebrated the great feast of All Saints, and then the day after, we prayed for all souls on the 2nd, and today is the feast of St. Martin de Porres. And we are all called to be saints, brothers and sisters, and our goal is heaven. And Cardinal Dolan from New York this morning was actually leading a mass at St. Ignatius for the students and the faculty and staff. And he said that essentially that is our goal. He reminded us of that goal, that we are destined for heaven, and that he related a story that Father Damon, the founder of St. Ignatius, shared years and years ago when the school was founded in 1869 in Holy Family in 1857 in the heart of Chicago. Right near UIC today. He wanted people to come to the church and be in awe of its beauty. And not for the aesthetics alone. It was because that would remind them of heaven. He said, if you think this is good, just you wait. Heaven's going to be even more amazing. And that's what we have to look forward to if we remain faithful. And so in this month, we are going to pray for our brothers and sisters in purgatory. That's what the church asks us to do. It's actually one of the works of mercy. And so think about concretely dedicating time each day to pray for those that have gone before us. And We do trust that ultimately, no matter what people have done in their lives, and we can't read souls, right? We're not God, but you know that we're all being purged in the fire of God's love when we transition from this life into the next. And most of us will not be going directly into heaven to enjoy the beatific vision, most likely, because if that were the case, you know, we would be saints. And we hope we'll get there one day, but most of the souls, according to our faith, you know, have to go through a period of purgation, of purging. And that's not a negative thing. It's a very positive thing. And I think if you think of it as getting healing happening, right, when somebody's ill and they, let's say they break a leg and it needs to be recast and there's pain and it needs to grow stronger, that's essentially what's going on in purgatory, is that we're being made whole and we're being cleansed, we're being refined in the Lord's mercy so that we can enter the great banquet of heaven. And so we'll be talking about the month of November dedicated to the holy souls, and we'll also be talking about praying with the saints as well. But at this time, let's begin by praying the Angelus. But first, let's sign ourselves in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace unto our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are not alone. We are in a communion with those that have come before us, we believe, as Christians, that we are united in the mystical body of Christ. And in this day and age when so many feel isolated and not connected, this month can help remind us of that fact, that we are united in Christ, in his love, in God's mercy. And we have a choice of whether we say yes to what he is offering us or no. Cardinal Dolan, in his homily today, mentioned that two things are necessary. All saints have done, including Saint Martin de Porres. Firstly, they honored God above all. They've loved God with their mind, heart, soul, and all their strength. And then they loved one another. They loved the other as they love themselves. So they reached out to be of service to those they encountered along the way in need. And then they also kept focus on the reality that we are destined for heaven if we want to go. Now, You might think that that sounds ludicrous. Why would anybody not want to go to heaven? Well, there are people who choose not to go to heaven. And they choose instead despair, and they choose to reject God's love. And that's a sin against the Holy Spirit. And the church teaches that a soul is always given an opportunity to choose God up until the moment when we transition, when the soul transitions into the next world. And so, and even beyond the grave, that God's love is so immense that he wants us to be with him forever. That's what we're created for, is to be with him forever, to adore him forever, to serve him. That those of us who don't meet the mark, and that's what sin is, right? We don't hit the bullseye in this life, that we're given the opportunity to grow, to be purged, as it were, before joining the wedding banquet. And I like to use the image of somebody who is come off the dusty roads on a long journey. Those of you who are runners maybe could identify with this, that you know, you're out there training and sweating, and myself, I've run a number of marathons, and at the end, it's not smelling good, not looking good, need to be cleaned up. And so I always will hit the showers before I, have family over later in the day to celebrate the victory, right? Essentially, that's what's also going on, for souls in purgatory, getting ready for the banquet, the wedding feast in heaven. And so we need to help them because they can't pray for themselves. We have to help them, the souls in purgatory, by praying for them on a regular basis. And you can use a very simple prayer, but it's quite beautiful, and you might know it, but consider adding it to your repertoire every day. And a partial indulgence is applicable only to the souls in purgatory, and it can be obtained when we pray this for them. And eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Again, eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, making an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart, and we'll learn more about this month of November, the month of the Holy Souls in Purgatory. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750. WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? busy schedule, work, or just lost interest. To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And welcome back to Cor Ad Cor, Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus on First Fridays here, broadcasting from the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish in Chicago. And now we're getting really to the heart of our hour, which is drawing close to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Cor Ad Cor Loquitur was the episcopal motto of Cardinal Newman, Heart Speaks to Heart. And so in this time, I'd invite you to draw close to the Lord. If you have a picture of the Divine Mercy nearby or of the Sacred Heart, you might want to look at that. And we're going to be praying now the Litany of the Sacred Heart and also making an act of consecration. And we'll start by reciting together the Anima Christi, the Soul of Christ prayer, a beautiful prayer focused on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the very soul of Jesus here. And I'm looking at a picture which is says, Sic Deus delixit mundum, that God so loved the world that he gave his beloved Son. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Separated from you, let me never be. From the evil one, protect me. At the hour of my death, call me, and close to you, bid me, that with your saints and angels, I may be praising you forever and ever. Amen. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque invited us on First Fridays to adore Christ, to make an act of reparation to his Most Sacred Heart, to pray for the world, to worthily receive our Lord in the Eucharist as well at Mass. And so now we dedicate ourselves anew to Christ, the King of the universe, the King and center of all hearts. To the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, I give myself and I consecrate my person and my life, my actions, pains, and suffering, so that I may be unwilling to make use of any part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely to be all his and to do all things for the love of him. At the same time, renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconsistency, the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my sure refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O Heart of Goodness, my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of his righteous anger. O Heart of Love, I put all my confidence in you, for I fear everything from my own wickedness and frailty, but I hope for all things for your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that can displease you or resist your holy will. Let your pure love imprint your image so deeply upon my heart that I shall never be able to forget you or to be separated from you. May I obtain from your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in your heart, for in you desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in bondage to you. What a beautiful prayer of consecration. And I would invite you to think about maybe in the future coming up with your own words of consecration too. Just offering yourself to the Lord, maybe after receiving him worthily, which can be a very powerful way to say thank you, is to offer yourself after receiving. And now the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit, in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, one with the Eternal Word, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite in majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, holy temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, aflame with love for us, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, king and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom there dwells the fullness of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, from whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and full of mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, generous to all who turn to you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, broken for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient even to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced by a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of all who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of all who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. And let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your Son. Open our hearts to share his life and continue to bless us with his love. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. Do you really believe that? That is a prayer which will transform your life if you let it. We're asking Jesus to touch our hearts and make our hearts like his own. And essentially, that's what we're doing every time we come to the Mass and worthily receive the Lord. And I invite you to come tonight to the Sanctuary Divine Mercy and spend some time before the Lord, maybe make a holy hour before the 7 p.m. Mass and offer yourself anew to His Majesty and commit yourself anew to following wherever He leads. And then at 7, worthily receive the Lord and adore Him. St. Margaret Mary was given a vision by the Lord, and actually, you know, she was given this message to share with everyone that if souls worthily practice the devotion of 9 consecutive First Fridays, where they pray for the world, for the reparation of sin for themselves and the world, they worthily consecrate themselves to the Lord. They also worthily receive the Lord in the Eucharist. That He will be with them in a special way, and that He will basically claim them for His own. And so you might want to consider making the 9 First Friday devotions. And some of you out there I know are doing that. So wonderful. We'll see you tonight at St. Stan's, or go to your home parish, or if you're traveling a parish nearby, you certainly can find those where Mass times are on the internet. So I Mass Time website, you can go do that. I encourage you to. But, you know, we have to choose that we are Christ's. We have to really believe that, because we want to become saints. And if we invite Him into our lives, He's going to change us. And we believe that through our baptism, we are incorporated into His mystical body. At the same time, you know, we have to continually rededicate ourselves to following Him, because, you know, He wants us to share what He's given with others. And so that's an overflowing of the divine life, you know, that flows out of the Trinity through the Sacred Heart to humanity. And so we're invited, those of us who've, you know, received His grace, to share it, to share blessings with others through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. So you might want to also, again, dedicate yourself to following a work of mercy. And as I suggested, praying for the dead during the month of November would be a great thing to do. And before we transition to the next break, I wanted to pray a prayer dedicated to St. Martin de Porres of the Dominican Order, whose feast day is today. To you, St. Martin de Porres, we prayerfully lift up our hearts filled with serene confidence and devotion, mindful of your unbounded and helpful charity to all levels of society, and also of your meekness and humility of heart. We offer our petitions to you. Pour out upon our families the precious gifts of your solicitous and generous intercession. Show to the people of every race and every color the paths of unity and of justice. Implore from our Heavenly Father the coming of His kingdom, so that through mutual benevolence in God we may increase the fruits of grace and merit the rewards of eternal life. Amen. So St. Martin de Porres, pray for us, and indeed all saints pray for us. An idea would be in this month too to focus on a saint maybe each day. You go to your Catholic calendars and see the saints of the day and choose one to particularly learn more about, and then also pray for their intercession and ask them to pray for others as well. In that way, we can come to truly appreciate that we are in a mystical body, that we are united. We're in this together, brothers and sisters. So again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Kevin Matthews.
It's the Kevin Matthews Show.
Hey, now, baby!
Hey, Kev is back. Kev is back.
Hey, Kev heads, how are you?
Kevin Matthews is back with Mary Fiorito Monday, November 13th on Winds of Change. In his book, Kev speaks about his chance encounter with a broken statue of Mary found next to a dumpster and all that ensued from that point. Stop by noon Monday, November 13th to Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back, Pilgrim, to Cor ad Cor Locutor. Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And next, we will be making our daily offering. And this is a simple way of concretely saying to the Lord, I am yours. And this comes to us from the Apostleship of Prayer, the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. And the intention for this month is that Christians in Asia, bearing witness to the gospel in word and deed, may promote dialogue, peace, and mutual understanding, especially with those of other religions. And so we pray our daily offering now. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys and sufferings of this day, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sins, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and all apostles of prayer, and in particular, for those recommended by our Holy Father this month. That's something that many of us, many millions of us, pray every day, the daily offering. And now we're going to be making our daily examine. And this is an Ignatian examine of consciousness. It comes to us from the spiritual exercises. You've heard me say this before. You know, Ignatius was in a cave at Manresa for almost a year, and the Lord taught him to find his presence in all things through a prayer known as the examination of consciousness. And that's what we're going to be praying now. And the daily examine is a prayer of reflection and commitment through which St. Ignatius taught us to recognize God in our daily life. It is meant to be a practical tool to help remove the false boundary between prayer and everyday living. It is a way of reflecting with gratitude on the elements of our lives and the very feelings of our lives. And the examine prayed within about 15 minutes daily helps us become more deeply aware of God's presence. And it is usually prayed at night, but many find it useful to pray it in the morning or at midday. So it's a review of the last 24 hours and Ignatius taught that this was a life-changing prayer. And let's do this now together. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. Lord, I believe at this moment I am in your presence and you love me. Come, Holy Spirit. I offer gratitude to God for the blessings of the day and begin by savoring my gifts, not dwelling on my problems. Lord, I am grateful for all the ways you have shown your love to me this day. I especially thank you for this. I review the events of the day, noticing the feelings that surface, my hopes, fears, regrets, joys, and sorrows. Lord, help me to recognize you in all parts of my life. Jesus, I want to see. I pray from the feelings that surface, talking to God as a friend, listening with my heart for God's response of love. Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. I look forward in hope, asking for the grace to better serve you. Lord, enlighten me so that my future choices praise, reverence, and serve you above all else. Show me your way. We conclude now by praying as our Lord and Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The examine is a life-changing prayer, something that is so simple, 5 steps, but it leads us closer to union with God and helps us to see that He is always journeying with us. He is in all things. And reparation is an important part of First Friday devotions. And we're going to now make an act of reparation to God, to the Most Sacred Heart, for all of our sins and for the sins of the entire world. So let us recollect ourselves and make reparation. Great God of glory, from age to age, we declare your mighty deeds of mercy and forgiveness, first through the patriarchs and prophets, and then through Christ and his church. You have made known the unchanging message of your love, just as a father has compassion on his sons and a mother never fails to remember the child of her womb. You have never forsaken mankind, regardless of its unfaithfulness. You have not punished us according to our sins, even though we offend again and again in our weakness and sometimes in our malice. Have mercy on us, therefore, in your great kindness. Cleanse us from our guilt and make us rejoice in your forgiveness. We can but turn our hearts to you and receive in faith and reconciliation, which you offered to us from the heart of your well-beloved Son. May his Holy Spirit inspire us to delight in your laws and bring forth fruits of repentance, faith, and love. May all the peoples of the earth praise and thank you for your love, mercy, and forgiveness. Amen. It's so important to say sorry to the Lord when we fail, when we miss the mark, which is called sin. We need to get up and begin again, always. We must have hope and trust in Him. And that's why, you know, we come during the 3 o'clock hour to pray the chaplet of divine mercy, is to say sorry and to pray for the whole world. And so if you feel so inspired, you know, pray the chaplet at 3 p.m. today, wherever you are. And also come down to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy. We're here 24/7, right off the Kennedy Expressway at the Vision. Can't miss us. And especially there's going to be a healing mass tomorrow. You might have heard the ads about it. And there's some of you who are listening to me right now. The Lord is inviting you to come and to receive his mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation and to be anointed. And we just hope that you answer his call and come and be touched, be changed, and let him make your heart like his own, because he wants all of us to become saints. He wants us all to dwell in his Father's house. That's our goal, and we have to get there together, brothers and sisters. And so come and be touched. Receive all that the church has to offer, receive the sacraments. And for those that have been far away, be reconciled. Be reconciled to God, to yourself, to one another, because you can begin again. You can begin again, and you can be healed. And so we invite you to do that. And when we come back from the break, we'll learn more about St. Martin, and some final thoughts as we prepare to go forth into this month of November. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule, work, or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, Adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, and our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And let us, during this month dedicated to the Holy Souls, pray for St. Michael's intercession, and especially for the conversion of abortionists. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. St. Michael is a warrior of God, angel of God. He's on my short list of saints that I ask for intercession for on a regular basis, and I encourage you to do the same. And St. Martin is the saint of the day, and he was born in Lima, Peru on December 9th, 1579, and he came from a mixed background in terms of his father was a Spanish gentleman, and his mother had a background, a native background, and possibly also African ancestry as well. And at an early age, Martin was abandoned by his father, and his that caused great suffering and poverty. And as he grew older, he experienced ridicule because of his mixed background. And under Peruvian law, he was not allowed to become a full member of a religious order. And he was extremely devout and spent long hours in prayer. And he longed to enter the Dominican order. And when he was 15, he asked for admission into the Dominican convent of the Rosary in Lima, and was received as a servant boy, and eventually moved up to the church officer in charge of distributing money to the poor. And he did many acts of mercy with the poor, and he was invited after a number of years to make vows as a member of the Third Order of St. Dominic. And He became a Dominican lay brother at the age of 24 and was assigned to the infirmary and remained in charge there until his death. And he was known for his solicitous attention to the sick and for his life of holiness. And he took special care also of those who were kind of outcasts, you know, the orphans and slaves, et cetera. So, Martin became sick in 1639 and passed away on November 3rd. And he's become really a saint of those that are help with medical ministry, as well as certainly a patron of those suffered from discrimination. You know, certainly people of color. He's known affectionately as powerful intercessor. So you might want to consider getting to know him more. And he's the patron of saints of people of mixed race, and innkeepers, barbers, public health workers, and more. St. Martin de Porres, pray for us. And wanted to let you know, tomorrow from 2 to 4 in the rectory, we're having a prayer workshop. It's called the School of Prayer, which we're going to pray with the saints. So it's a couple hours to look at prayer in our Catholic tradition, and we're going to learn about how St. Dominic prayed tomorrow and also St. Ignatius Loyola. So I'll kind of leave that out there, kind of leave it mysterious, and hopefully people want to come down and see what, learn firsthand about those saints and the ways that they prayed, which were similar but also different. And so in our tradition, there are many ways, you know, the rosary, you know, Lectio Divina. We also have praying with the imagination or contemplative prayer. So I invite you to come down from 2 to 4 here at St. Stan's in the rectory tomorrow on the 4th, and we will be looking at praying with the saints. And at this point, before we end, we're going to pray for the needs of the community. So let us pray for the needs of the church, for Pope Francis and his intentions, our Cardinal Blaise, our Pastor Anthony, and all those who labor in the vineyard of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for public authorities and the salvation of the world. Lord, hear our prayer. For those who are burdened by any kind of difficulty, especially those who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, and those that are that will die today, those that are preparing to die today. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for all the needs, especially those our own, of our loved ones, and the holy souls in purgatory, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we rededicate ourselves by praying the Suchipe, prayer of a soldier of Christ. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And we ask our Lady's intercession as we pray, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, to thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And so to recap, during November, pray for the holy souls in purgatory. Our prayers are efficacious, because the holy souls need us to stand with them and to pray for them. And so remember that prayer, eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. And also get to know the saints, the saint of the day, your patron saints, and you know, there's so many biographies out there. You can certainly locate those on the internet for free, or go down to your local Catholic bookstore, the Daughters of St. Paul, or some other place, and pick up a copy. And of A Lives of the Saints, that certainly has touched the lives of many who lived in sin and then chose to follow Christ's path, and we count them as saints today. The Church does. I'm thinking especially of St. Ignatius Loyola, who was convalescing from a injury after battle, and turned from a worldly life, in part reading a copy of The Lives of the Saints. And he wanted to be the uber saint. He wanted to be better than Dominic. He wanted to be better than Francis or Benedict. And then in Marissa, he was humbled, and he learned God wanted him to be the saint that God created him to be, not somebody else. And so the Lord is inviting you, brothers and sisters, and myself, to become more authentically who we are, beloved children of God. He wants us to dwell with him forever in eternity. We are destined for heaven. But we have to make sure, as Cardinal Dolan said today to the St. Ignatius College Prep family, that we always love God with our hearts, minds, and soul, and also our neighbor, by practicing those corporal and spiritual works of mercy and following the precepts of the Church. So come down to Mass regularly at your parish. If you're not in a parish, become a member, and you're always welcome down here at St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy, 24/7 we're open. Draw near to the Lord. Let him speak to you, cor ad cor loquitur, and he will transform your life. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond. I've been sitting in for Father Anthony on The Winds of Change on AM 750. Peace of Christ be with you.
Become so obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?